USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 8 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., but many say that effort isn't moving fast enough. A former FDA commissioner says the current approach to getting shots into arms needs to be reset. Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that the supply is there to reach most of the vulnerable population if an all-of-the-above distribution approach is taken.
Right now, there's 40 million doses sitting on a shelf somewhere. So the feds say it's with the states say it's with the feds. It really doesn't matter to the patient who's not getting access to the injection. You have 40 million on the shelf. We have 50 million Americans above the age of 65. So we have supply to push it out to that population more aggressively. I think we need to take an all-of-the-above approach and push it out through different channels, including the big box stores, including federal sites that the Biden administration is talking about standing up. We need to try everything right now to create multiple distribution points.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Police are searching for six inmates who escaped from a Central California prison, with all six considered armed and dangerous. The group used a homemade rope to escape from the Merced County downtown jail. Staff noticed the six were missing late Saturday. All but one of the inmates were incarcerated on violent charges, including murder. The Capitol's attending physician has issued a warning to House members that they may have been exposed to the coronavirus during the Wednesday riots at the Capitol. In a letter to members on Sunday, Dr. Brian Moynihan warned that someone who sheltered at an undisclosed location during the siege has tested positive, possibly exposing those sheltering in that location. No further details on who the infected person was were revealed. And flags at the White House have been ordered to half-staff in honor of the Capitol police officer who died of injuries suffered Wednesday at the Capitol. Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday of injuries suffered while physically engaging with protesters. Flags at the White House will fly at half-staff until Wednesday evening, according to the president's announcement. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on articles of impeachment against President Trump this week, despite the fact that a trial in the Senate wouldn't likely happen until after the end of the president's term. Congressman Matt Gaetz says it's an unnecessary and divisive move. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that he thinks Pelosi will end up sitting on those articles.
This impeachment would be unnecessary, it would be divisive, and it's only being done because Democrats want to keep the focus on President Trump. You would think that with just 9-10 days left in the Trump presidency for this term, you would have Democrats eager to focus on what Joe Biden would be bringing to the country, his exciting picks for the cabinet. But you see, they have to continue to hold together a very fragile coalition by maintaining the focus on President Trump. Here's what I expect. They're going to offer articles of impeachment. They're going to have a vote this week. And then Nancy Pelosi will merely hold those articles of impeachment so that the Senate continues with their activities and they're able to maintain the specter of Donald Trump instead of having substantive debate.
Two more NFL teams have punched their ticket into the divisional round of the playoffs, with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. Ravens quarterback and reigning league MVP Lamar Jackson threw for 179 yards and an interception, but ran for another 136 yards and a score. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on. Drew Brees threw for 265 yards and two touchdowns, and running back Alvin Kamara added 99 yards and a touchdown on the ground. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.